We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Hello, everyone. This is Teresa. Welcome to our podcast.
Hey, guys. It's Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. What's going on?
Well, I'm excited to podcast with you today because I cannot believe that it's been a year since we started doing this.
I know. So we thought we would do a year in review because it's been a year and this is so exciting. We've had such fun doing this.
You know, when we started, we do this really to help motivate, inform, to be relatable. We didn't do it for profit. We're not doing it, you know, for monetary gain. We're doing it to inspire and motivate. And it's been really fun. I had to look back to see all of our podcast topics, and we've covered a lot.
Do you remember when I was bugging you? It's probably 2 years ago because we've been doing this for a year. To podcast with me, and you're like, well, I don't know. Remember that?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. And then one day out of the blue, she says to me, November 5th, by the way, is when we posted our very first podcast. She says to me, oh, I talked to my sister about podcasting, and she said it would be a great idea. And I'm like, oh, now a light goes off on in your head about podcasting?
Well, and you're... In my defense, I guess I don't know. I feel like it just wasn't the right time with my little kids and just having moved and all that stuff. And then we did. It was summer and my sister and I were talking about podcasting and it just clicked like, oh, I feel like I can fit that into my life right now. And I just remember thinking that and I'm like, oh, okay, it's the right time now. Let's talk about it.
I know that was, I was very happy when that happened.
Okay, so Teresa, remind us how many listeners or countries or cities you always keep tabs on that, and you tell me how we're doing.
Well, we've got a great platform for our podcast, so it kind of breaks things down for us, which is really exciting to see, since we didn't even know if we would have one listener in the beginning. Remember that? Remember, I'm like, oh, someone's listening to our podcast. And we were both so excited.
And it was someone we didn't know, right? So it didn't count if it was my husband or, you know, our family. Like it was, oh, someone that we didn't bribe to listen is listening.
So there are people from, our listeners are from 19 different countries and territories and 220 cities total out of those countries. Isn't that awesome?
That is so great.
It's exciting. When you look at it visually, you know, when you start reading people from different countries in France, Germany, Bangladesh, Australia, Russia, United Kingdom, Canada, Netherlands, Israel, Finland, Denmark, Ireland, India, Portugal, Norway, Turkey, Thailand, and New Zealand. I mean, that is cool. I love it. You know, I mean, let's be real. There are people from all over the world that have autoimmune diseases. This is not just in our own little backyards. It is really cool, you know, and I've gotten some great feedback from our patients that have listened to the podcast, that they just love listening and that it's just has helped them in one way or another. And it's just something to be proud about.
I think so too. When we started this, I really didn't think about what I wanted to say, what I wanted the messages to be, but I really just wanted to do something with my friend because she asked me to do it. You know, when it started, that's just how I'm not a very long, I'm not sometimes a detailed or a long-term thinker. I'm not super reflective sometimes, but I think it's been cool because it's just reminding us all that we're human. We are relatable. We all have the same struggles, or some of us do, and I think that's been really cool.
Or for people without autoimmune diseases, if you listening to the podcast, you may start to understand how someone else feels or why they do what they do, being an outsider, right. Looking in.
A different perception, a different way of thinking about it, or even just some of our topics. Well, I guess empathy was one of our topics, and that's dead on what we're talking about right now. But even affirmations or making time for yourself or what is your why, those are things we've talked about, and like that goes for everyone. That's not just someone who has an autoimmune.
I agree. So what's your favorite podcast, Tiffany, that we've
done? Gosh, this was hard because I started to write down one that I liked, and then I ended up writing another one, and then I wrote another one down. So I am happy about the gratitude podcast because that's when I did start my gratitude journal, and I have stuck with that. So we're here in November, and I have written in my gratitude journal every day since January 1 when we started. So that's a big commitment for me. So I'm kind of thrilled that I started that and stuck with it, and each day taking a little bit of time to just reflect on what I'm grateful for. So that's probably really up there as one of my favorites. But I also, Shiro's just really makes my heart warm. I really I like that one. I loved our holiday one because that just makes me smile. I mean, that just makes me think of family, and that's fun to me. Our why. See, I told you I don't have a favorite because then I look at our why, and we talked about what our why was, and I just feel like that was so important. I loved Spoon Theory because we've referred back to Spoon Theory a lot throughout our podcast because it makes sense.
Love that one. And is that, who is your tribe? Was that in that one?
No, our Spoon Theory, we just did, what did Spoon Theory mean? And we've talked about that a lot. But yeah, the who's your tribe, who are your people? Who's your village? So I don't know. I really can't pick one. But I know looking back, there were a lot that were impactful. Do you think our podcasts are getting better as we go? What do you think?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
I vividly remember the first one and how many times we said, I laugh at that. I just laugh at that now. It's not as easy as I thought it was going to be, really. Mm-hmm. I know I'm just here talking.
That's honest, right?
But really, it's not as easy as I thought it would be, even with the technology of it. We both have had our struggles and we have learned just a tremendous amount about podcasting and just having conversations with us. I mean, you can have a conversation with someone over the phone, but then when you really need to, put a message across,
right,
and you have a theme to talk about or some research to do, it's a little different. It's been a challenge, but it's been awesome for me. It's been a great journey, and we talked about it earlier that it's really like journaling.
Yes.
Right. And
we're archiving, archiving our lives, our experiences, and we'll have this to always look back on. You listen to our podcasts. You get a lot out of them. You go back, you do the editing, so you're naturally hearing us talk a lot more. And that's great. I don't do that as much. So I think it's cool that that you put that time in and then you make it sound good. You make it make sense.
Well, I love doing it. And I've probably listened to each one of them at least 3 times. And I'm, I'm like any other person out there. I'll be driving and I'll put a podcast on and it will be ours. And I'll go back and listen to it again. And I'm like, wow, I like that. So I've really enjoyed the podcast we've had with our guests.
Yes.
Jackson, your sister, and my sister. I've loved having them, and I look forward to having more podcasts with guests in the future. One of the ones that has really made me laugh is the trampolining one, the rebounding.
Right.
Some call it rebounding. We call it trampolining. So that every time I talk about that trampoline, it cracks me up. So it makes me think about it. So all these podcasts really make me think about a lot of different aspects in our lives. It's a seed that has been planted.
Right.
Really.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's not only a reflection, but it's a seed it's a motivational seed that's been planted. I like how you said that.
Yeah. So going back and listening to different ones over and over kind of is therapeutic to me. And I actually still get something out of them.
I bet, because I did go back and listen to one and parts of others, and I forget what I said. I mean, this is our 35th podcast, and it's been a year. So listening to them over again would be new to me. I just know I'd be listening to them for the first time, and I would with hands down, without a doubt, get something out of them because I don't remember a lot of, you know, the specifics sometimes, and I know it would be beneficial and it would make me smile. So I guess that's something I definitely want to do. Go back to the beginning and just listen.
Yeah, you got to do that. Verizon even sent me a text saying I was out of data. So I was listening to podcasts too many times.
Oh, that's good. So do you have a favorite? Did you have a favorite or is it hard?
No, I would say the rebounding one is probably my favorite because it makes me laugh.
Uh-huh.
I learned a lot actually from our last podcast on dark chocolate.
Oh, yes.
And I have been eating dark chocolate every morning.
Okay.
A piece of it, not a whole bar, but a piece of it. It really actually curbs my appetite.
Wow.
Especially for something sweet.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. I got a bar of the 70% chocolate. Not only does it taste good with a cup of coffee in the morning, it's kind of like a breakfast thing for me, but it just, I don't know. It I like it. I like it a lot. I like them all, in one way or another. There's a little bit of all of them touches me in a way, by learning something new or just laughing with you.
Right. Really. That's been the most fun, I think.
Yeah, that's what I've really enjoyed, talking about certain things and our perception or our experience with something to do with that podcast, and we start cracking up. I love that part.
Laughter is definitely good medicine. I always leave podcasting with you in a really good mood, uplifting. And I just thought too, our podcast about taking time for ourselves and the positive affirmation, you posted your before and after picture. Remember, we posted pictures.
Yes.
So I feel like I have become way more vulnerable doing this with you and way more open because that's just not my norm. So even posting a picture like that kind of would be a big deal for me. But just looking back and it's like, oh gosh, we've come so far, not just with our pictures, but with our podcasts and just for me, being more open and talking about my life, obviously, it was something I just didn't want to do.
Yeah. Vulnerability is a big deal, is sharing your life with other people. And I appreciate that you've been able to open up and do that. It's not easy. I've kind of always been that like that my whole life.
Well, I would agree.
Because if I could share something with someone and they can learn something from it, with the autoimmune disease, then I'm like, yeah, I want to help them. So you sharing your life with others, yes, it's very vulnerable, but very much appreciated. And I'm sure our listeners agree, because our autoimmune diseases, they definitely don't define us, but they're a big deal. I think if you could share with others, something that you kind of went through and made it through the other end with learning something, then that's just the benefit of it all,
For sure. I think I just by doing this, I just realized that I'm probably more relatable, you know, than I ever would have known or even thought about had I not podcasted, just being more relatable and not, you know, of course you can do things on your own, but having a tribe like we've talked about, and it's just opened my eyes to a lot of things where I don't have to be a one man show.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, we talked about asking for help when you need it, and that's hard to do. That's right along the lines of sharing your life with other people. But it's important. It's important when you have an autoimmune disease that you don't feel like you're alone.
Yes, I think that's been such a good message that we've been able to share.
So 1 year, can you believe it?
No. So I'm sitting here thinking, well, we made it a year. We have all of these downloads, all of these countries and cities. Like, are we going to keep going?
Oh, for sure. My God. What?
I know. I knew your answer. I just had to ask.
Yeah. And you'll have to excuse our gaps a little bit here and there in our podcasting from week to week. Both of us have had some challenges this past year. We've made it through them.
Yes.
Thank God. But that's why we've had gaps in our podcasting, and we appreciate your patience. We will have another 2-week gap here at the end of November. So bear with us. We will be back. So hang tight, because we really appreciate you listening.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do have our Facebook page where our podcast is, and we put up funny memes or quotes. That's kind of my thing, as our listeners know. But if you guys ever wanted to put a comment or give a topic idea or anything, that would be fun too.
Yeah. You know, I mean, as you started to say that, I thought, you know what? It would be really nice for our listeners to comment.
Right. Keep us going.
Comment, throw things out there. How about, I don't know, pictures? And, you know, we'd love to get to know you as well. So just go at it. Start posting.
I think, yes, as this next year comes, it would be more fun to be interactive. If there's 22 countries or 19 countries and 220 cities, like, I think it'd be fun. It's time to interact a little bit with our listeners. So I'm challenging our listeners to interact with us a bit.
I totally agree. I'm right there with you. That would be fun. If you have to send us a private message, send us a private message. We will definitely get back to you if you want to privately send us something as well.
All right. I think that's a good way to wrap it up. I'm glad that you did ask me to do this. I'm glad that I finally said yes, because it's been a really fun year.
I totally agree. It's been an awesome ride, a great journey with you, Tiffany, my friend. I've enjoyed every moment of it. I've learned so much about myself, about you, about everything we've podcasted about. And I can't wait to continue this with you and with all of our listeners.
Thank you for spending your time with us today, and we'll catch you next time.
All right, everyone, take care and be healthy.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.